you, Philadelphia. It is good to be home. I'd like to go on. I have something that I'd like to read. I'm a poet. I began as a poet. I'll die as a poet. And it's something I want to share with you all. This is for grown folks. So I'm telling you now that this is for grown folks. So if there are children in the room, if you know you want to have this conversation with them later, because I'm about to do my thing, all right? I'm just trying to warn you now, it's real, okay? About a year and a half ago, I was standing at the 54 bus stop, waiting for the 54. And across the street, there was a girl. She kind of had her back turned to the street. I could see her from the back. And she had on these little teeny shorts. And her booty cheeks was just hanging out. And every time she walked, you know, every time she moved a little, her cheeks was like peek, 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 peek. I thought, damn, you know, it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay. So the cars would drive by and the guys would say all kinds of stuff. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. So I'm sitting there, I'm a poet, I like to watch stuff. So I'm listening like, damn, you know, she don't mind that they saying this stuff to her? Wow, I mean, just vulgar, you know? So she turns around eventually and I see her face. And you know how you can tell when somebody's young? You know, it doesn't matter how much makeup you wear. It doesn't matter how high the heels are. It doesn't matter how tight the clothes are. Young is young. Lack of experience, you know? So I looked at this baby and, you know, thought a lot about her. And I went on my way and I got on the bus that day. And I wrote a piece for her and I entitled it The Thickness. The Thickness. Her mind. Age 14, eyes green, young, tender, supple, and fine. Hear them? All them oohs and ahs slip as she licks her lips. They wanna fuck her. They want to rub their dicks on her precious clitoris. They want to watch them big gold titties settle and part a bit. They want to talk about it, tell it, spread it, relive the conquest. How they beat on that ass and how they knock that shit. Don't stop, won't stop to recognize that there's more. More underneath that thickness, that sweet and brown, brown, young, tender thickness. Now they like her quiet and eager, sweet and meager. Shh, Don't you complain about my other women. Just drop that big, thick ass on my stiffness. Make me nut all up on your gut with the quickness. Don't stop. Won't stop. Lift it. Yeah, girl, lift it. Lift it, baby. Drop it again. Cause I ain't your tribesman no more. I ain't your friend. Come on, girl. Just let me in. Let me into all that thickness. That sweet and brown, brown, supple bigness. Cause she's so big, won't nobody even try to reach her mind. She's been degraded, exploited, not celebrated. Saturated with self-hatred. Let me say that again, please. She's been degraded, exploited, not celebrated, saturated with self-hatred. Cause every time she turn on the TV, what does she see? Big old booty, and it don't have nothing to do with the song. Thus, her definition of beauty. Thus, her definition of beauty. Oh, oh, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Let her recognize the magnificence you've created. Lift her. Let her be elevated. Told her how grand and how marvelous and how beautiful and how special and how perfect she is in her way. We've given her, what is it? They got the milk with all kinds of hormones in it, and them babies got these breasts and this ass that they don't even know how to carry yet. They're underdeveloped here. They're still children, although they're built like women. They're still boys, although they act like men. If we do not stop to tell them, believe me, y'all, I have learned my lesson. If we do not stop to tell them, snatch them up like they used to do when we would act out down the block. If we don't keep those traditions alive, it is our fault.